Cambridge English First for Schools, 2. Published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment, 2016. This recording is copyright. CD 2. This is the Cambridge English First for Schools listening test. Test 7.
I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear 2 friends talking about a TV series called Teenage Cooks.
Did you see the final episode of Teenage Cooks?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like those seafood dishes they made.
Me neither. Apparently they're Malaysian specialities. It all looked really professional too, especially when you remember how terrible their food at the start of the series was. They were being trained by a top chef though. It can't be that hard to cook a few prawns with some rice.
But those guys were only 13 years old.
True. They made the most of their opportunities too. I don't know how they stayed so positive actually, you know. Always looking so cheerful. I'd hate to spend hours on end in a kitchen myself. Did you see the final episode of Teenage Cooks?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like those seafood dishes they made.
Me neither. Apparently they're Malaysian specialities. It all looked really professional too, especially when you remember how terrible their food at the start of the series was. They were being trained by a top chef though. It can't be that hard to cook a few prawns with some rice.
But those guys were only 13 years old.
True. They made the most of their opportunities too. I don't know how they stayed so positive actually, you know, always looking so cheerful. I'd hate to spend hours on end in a kitchen myself.
Question 2. You hear a girl talking about a school sports day when students compete against each other.
Sports day last year was an afternoon off from normal lessons, watching the school's best athletes do their thing and try to win the prizes. It was great seeing all the teachers and students chill out after the stress of another hard term. I'm not particularly sporty, so I didn't have the chance to take part. I wasn't picked to run, which was no surprise and didn't really bother me. You were supposed to cheer for your team, but me and my friends didn't care that much who won. And you didn't get the feeling that anyone was putting in much effort, which didn't go down too well with the teachers. Sports day last year was an afternoon off from normal lessons, watching the school's best athletes do their thing and try to win the prizes. It was great seeing all the teachers and students chill out after the stress of another hard term. I'm not particularly sporty, so I didn't have the chance to take part. I wasn't picked to run, which was no surprise and didn't really bother me. You were supposed to cheer for your team, but me and my friends didn't care that much who won, and you didn't get the feeling that anyone was putting in much effort, which didn't go down too well with the teachers.
Question 3. You hear 2 friends talking about a film they have just watched.
How did you find the film? I saw you covering your eyes in the scary bits.
Yeah, there were times when I just couldn't look. I didn't miss much, though.
That's good, because if you'd looked away for too long, you wouldn't have understood what was going on. I didn't think it was too frightening, but it was sometimes hard to follow.
Well, we'd done that period in history at school, so I knew the background to it.
You couldn't complain about the acting, especially those two kids.
Hard to believe they're only 13. They certainly held their own with the adult stars.
But I still wouldn't want to see it again. How did you find the film? I saw you covering your eyes in the scary bits.
Yeah, there were times when I just couldn't look. I didn't miss much, though.
That's good, because if you'd looked away for too long, you wouldn't have understood what was going on. I didn't think it was too frightening, but it was sometimes hard to follow.
Well, we'd done that period in history at school, so I knew the background to it.
You couldn't complain about the acting, especially those two kids.
Hard to believe they're only 13. They certainly held their own with the adult stars.
But I still wouldn't want to see it again.
Question 4. You hear a teacher talking to her students about some stories they have written. I've now been through your stories. You all stuck to the basic plot I gave you. A girl moves to a new school where everything's strange and different from what she's used to, and we find out how she deals with it. You described the challenges someone like that would face very well, and what you had the girl and other people saying to each other was particularly convincing. That's how people actually speak. I did feel you could have included more details about the personalities of certain people to help the reader imagine what they look like and how they behave. But on the whole, you did a great job. I've now been through your stories. You all stuck to the basic plot I gave you. A girl moves to a new school where everything's strange and different from what she's used to, and we find out how she deals with it. You described the challenges someone like that would face very well, and what you had the girl and other people saying to each other was particularly convincing. That's how people actually speak. I did feel you could have included more details about the personalities of certain people to help the reader imagine what they look like and how they behave. But on the whole, you did a great job. Question 5. You hear two friends talking about a man who gave a talk at their school.
What did you think of our visiting speaker then? The way he got across some very difficult stuff was great, and the visuals he used were helpful, I thought.
I know what you mean. Not sure I got my head round absolutely everything he said, though. But I thought the last speaker we had was really rather boring, so I was surprised this one kept my attention for the full hour.
I didn't think he'd manage to keep me listening like that. He's coming again next term to do the subject in more detail, which will be good.
I think that might have been quite enough detail for me, actually.
What did you think of our visiting speaker then? The way he got across some very difficult stuff was great, and the visuals he used were helpful, I thought.
I know what you mean. Not sure I got my head round absolutely everything he said, though. But I thought the last speaker we had was really rather boring, so I was surprised this one kept my attention for the full hour.
I didn't think he'd manage to keep me listening like that. He's coming again next term to do the subject in more detail, which will be good.
I think that might have been quite enough detail for me, actually.
Question 6. You hear a girl talking about studying environmental studies as a school subject.
I had to do a class on environmental studies last term. I really wanted to do more physics or chemistry, and I thought studying the environment didn't count as real science somehow. I'm happy to say it was more challenging than I expected, though, and I've changed my mind. It's helped me understand chemistry and biology better. It's given me the big picture, and it's made it easier for me to understand what's happening in the world. I've realised that every day I'm making decisions that can help or hurt the environment, like picking up litter or turning off the lights when you leave a room. I had to do a class on environmental studies last term. I really wanted to do more physics or chemistry, and I thought studying the environment didn't count as real science somehow. I'm happy to say it was more challenging than I expected, though, and I've changed my mind. It's helped me understand chemistry and biology better. It's given me the big picture, and it's made it easier for me to understand what's happening in the world. I've realised that every day I'm making decisions that can help or hurt the environment, like picking up litter or turning off the lights when you leave a room.
Question 7. You hear two friends talking about attending an event called World Sleep Day.
Did you enjoy World Sleep Day?
Well, apart from those students who kept talking about how much sport they do, yeah, I did.
I know what you mean. The day was meant to be about sleep, not doing loads of exercise to make you exhausted. But there was interesting information about how much sleep different people should get and how lack of it can affect you.
Well, thinking about it, lots of that stuff's fairly obvious, though it's worth being reminded of it. Like, as teenagers, we need 9 hours sleep a night to function well.
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed an hour earlier from now on. Did you enjoy World Sleep Day?
Well, apart from those students who kept talking about how much sport they do, yeah, I did.
I know what you mean. The day was meant to be about sleep, not doing loads of exercise to make you exhausted. But there was interesting information about how much sleep different people should get and how lack of it can affect you.
Well, thinking about it, lots of that stuff's fairly obvious, though it's worth being reminded of it. Like, as teenagers, we need 9 hours sleep a night to function well.
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed an hour earlier from now on.
Question 8. You hear a man talking about forming a partnership with a friend to make music.
I first heard Janie singing in an all-girl band at school, and I was singing on my own at the time. Her voice really stood out for me. You just don't hear many singers like that. But I didn't realise until later how great she really is. Anyway, we were just good friends to begin with, and we were earning a bit of money at weekends singing with different support bands, each of us trying to make it individually, but without much success. But then it occurred to us that we should get together, just the two of us, and we haven't looked back. It works brilliantly. I first heard Janie singing in an all-girl band at school, and I was singing on my own at the time. Her voice really stood out for me. You just don't hear many singers like that. But I didn't realise until later how great she really is. Anyway, we were just good friends to begin with, and we were earning a bit of money at weekends singing with different support bands, each of us trying to make it individually, but without much success. But then it occurred to us that we should get together, just the two of us, and we haven't looked back. It works brilliantly.
That's the end of part 1.